97.7 The River. It's Beer 30 with the Danny Wright Show.
All right, it's Beer 30. I've got Brad and Ben from the podcast Sports Meets Beer in the house. You can find that podcast on Google Play and iTunes, and they're on all the socials. Hi, guys. Welcome.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. So I brought you the beer today.
Yeah.
And I'll just give a shout out to my friends, Jenica and Heath. They have family in Wisconsin. They went and visited Wisconsin for reasons of family.
Mm.
And then...
Cheese.
Cheese. That's
right.
True. And apparently, maybe this beer as well. They brought this back. They said, you have to try this. Would you try it on Beer 30? And I had to ask you guys, because it's not like it's my radio show.
No.
No.
Well, a big thanks to the celebrity couple, Hethica, for bringing out this beer from Wisconsin. We appreciate it.
And we all know Wisconsin loves three things. The Green Bay Packers, cheese, and now New Glarus Brewing Company.
New Glarus Brewing Company. This is Spotted Cow.
Yeah, this, going through this beer, and they, you know, I'll lead in with, I've always heard a lot about this brewing, mm-hmm. Brewery, and I've never been able to get my hands on any, so I'm pretty stoked
to have.
Yeah,
so that's what they told me, too, is you can't get this unless you're in Wisconsin.
This is really what small craft brewing's about, which is, you know, having a regionalized selection, and this is what makes, you know, this is, you know, pre-prohibition, but made everything so special, with all these different, you know, different brew pubs, is that there's beers you couldn't get anywhere else, different styles, different ingredients, and things like that. That just made it unique. So this is their this is a farmhouse ale from them. It's delicious.
What
I snuck a little sip before started.
What is the equivalent? Something we may know here. Is there anything?
Well, a farmhouse ale is a style. So right. I mean, that's something that you're gonna have. It has to do with the yeast strain. So in that case, it's usually like it's a Belgian yeast strain.
Okay.
It's usually what makes a farmhouse. So in this case, it just has a little, it's very, very gentle and used very sparingly,
mm-hmm.
but it just has it's essentially like a craft wheat ale. So think of like, you know, you have like a Blue Moon, mm-hmm. Things like that. You're going to get that wheat mouthfeel and still have a lot of craft flavor. It's not going to be so muted.
And they're typically lagered in the cooler months. So it's something that you're going to be drinking in the spring and summer when it's hot, you're working around, you know, farm animals. Hence the farmhouse ale. Actually, that last part, I don't know.
That sounds good.
But it is typically lagered at the cooler temperatures during the winter so that you are drinking it. And so they are lighter bodied. They are, you know, there is some of that Belgian funk that we've become accustomed to. But
yeah, I mean, you know, if we go through our AATMF, you know, that's that appearance, aroma, taste, mouthfeel, finish. You know, right in the nose of this, you get that Belgian yeast flavor that, and you can just really, it doesn't, it's kind of that, you know, I want to say like banana clove-ish, but it's not very extreme. Usually like that, those kind of flavors you'll get out of like a Bavarian Hef or like a German Hefeweizen. This has got a little bit of that without the spice.
Mm-hmm.
So like I said, you get more, I would say more banana than clove, in my opinion.
Restrained though. The genius of this is in the restraint of those flavors.
Because those are bold flavors. Bold, yeah. Those are, you know, those are things you're definitely gonna get hit over the head with a hammer sometime. Finishing up with this, I mean, it's, you go through the mouthfeel on this to me is probably the most exciting part. This literally tastes like as you're drinking it, it evaporates in your mouth. It is so light and so refreshing that as you're drinking it, it feels like it just vanishes. I don't feel like I'm really drinking anything in a good way. You still get the flavor,
yeah.
But there's absolutely zero, you know, zero. I don't feel full at all. I don't feel like I'm drinking a beer. I feel like I'm not really drinking anything, but there's really amazing flavor behind that. It's hard to explain.
It's not really, there's not like a lingering, you know, a lingering sort of funk from the yeast or any kind of like real bittering hop to this that we get in beers now, right? Especially out here on the West Coast. There's nothing that makes your mouth feel sticky or dry. It's just the mouthfeel in this is nice and soft and creamy. The carbonation is just the right amount so that the finish is super clean. So I think what you're getting at is that there's not an elongated finish in any way here. You know, this is what we call, referred to as the old porch pounder. You're going to sit on the porch, you're going to drink a few of these. You've been, you know, on a hot day, like just having a few of these beers sounds phenomenal. And so I think, you know, the genius of this beer, as I kind of said to me, the genius of this beer is in the restraint across the board. It's perfect.
Right.
In a lot of ways, just because all those familiar notes of a farmhouse ale are there. Without all of the things that personally I don't particularly care for. The overly funky, the big unctuous finish, you know, even as clean as they can finish, there's still just that yeast, that banana, that that clove, that funk, the horse blanket, as it were, really does start to like linger and hang out on your tongue, and it doesn't make them particularly enjoyable for me personally. This doesn't have any of that. It's great.
It's awesome. So I can't say enough good things about it.
The first thing I thought was creamy.
It's just the barley and malts that they use. It's a different texture. It just makes it a lot lighter like that.
Yeah, yeah. So we're thumbs up then, huh?
Oh, big time thumbs up.
Yeah, I'm big time thumbs up. And I'm very excited for our check from the Wisconsin Department of Tourism to come.
Yes.
This isn't a beer anyone in Sonoma County can really get unless they're out there. So
that's right, yeah. Tell them you heard about it here.
Yeah.
When you go out there and be like, what? Huh?
Yeah, beer what?
Never heard of it. Well, there you go. New Glarus Spotted Cow. You can check out this review and all the other ones at 977theriver.com. Click on Beer 30 and then check out their podcast as well. Sports Meets Beer, Meat Like the Protein, on Google Play and iTunes. Brad and Ben, thanks for being here.
Cheers.
Thanks, Danny.